Ferguson. You are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show. I have Casey McGrew of Dead Man's Hand on the phone, the man who stole my porn star name. What's going on, Casey? Oh, I'm doing all right, man. Actually, I guess the porn star name is usually, what is it, your middle name and the street you live on. So I guess I would be Lee Baggett, which I guess could be a porn star name. What would yours be?
Yeah, that was pretty solid, man. I think it would have, what's mine, like Stephen 40th.
There we go. Yeah, it kind of works, right? I don't know. I want Casey McGrew back. We're gonna have to trade or something here.
Well, you know, there can only be one.
There can only be one. That's right. There's some Highlander shit going on right now on the Casey Ferguson Show. Look out!
Yes, sir.
Lee Baggett. Yeah, that's an interesting porn star name. I guess I could be like one of those guys that you always see in porn now where they're wearing the rubber.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, my street is B-A-G-O-T Baggett, but I mean, I could be, you know, Lee Baggett. And I mean, I don't know. It would kind of be somewhat troublesome, you know, if you're going for the money shot. It could hamper the big moment.
Well, then immediately you're going Lord of the Rings on it, though, dude. I mean, you go by Bilbo Baggett.
Yeah, Lord of the G-Strings.
There's a whole franchise opening up to you.
This is true. I used to work at an adult store. We had some interesting films in there, if you want to call them that. One was Chester Molester's Pooper Troopers.
Amazing.
A great piece of cinematic fare if I ever saw one.
Just missed out on the Oscar.
Yeah, it was that close, Casey. It was that close. Now, all joking aside, man, congrats on the release of your album, Till Karma Forgets.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Looks like you guys are really gathering some steam here, too. You won Best New Artist at the 2014 Midwest Music Awards, and were also nominated for Album of the Year, Artist of the Year, Best Guitarist, and Best Male Vocalist at the 2015 Midwest Music Awards. So it's a far cry from your time in Seattle, I guess. Well, I guess it's one of those things. I've talked to guys about this before, and, you know, it's often not the band or the performer. Sometimes it's just the wrong market.
Yeah, you know, I love Seattle. I love Washington. That'll always be my home. But, moving out to Kansas City, I may not enjoy the weather and everything, but it's been working out pretty well for us as far as just getting some exposure and some people interested in the band. So it's been a good move.
Absolutely. Now, you guys are heading out on the road in July. Is your liver ready or what?
Oh, man. All anybody needs to know is that we're bringing a video camera, and our opening act has a thong tattoo on his lower back.
I like her already.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I believe that when we get to Washington, we're going to do some squash hunting. We're going to go squash hunting.
Good man.
But yeah, man, it should be a good time. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting out and playing to some of the markets we haven't played yet, so it should be fun.
Now, I saw some photos of you on Facebook. You're on stage with one Roxy Quinn of Burning Tide, and you were wearing a corset or something. What the fuck was going on there, Casey? Is that like a last night of the tour rib kind of thing? You get in touch with your feminine side? What the fuck is going on there?
So last year, we went on tour with an amazing band called Burning Tide out of Kansas City. And Roxy is like one of the sweetest people you've ever met in your life. So, you know, we're playing to the tour, and, you know, the drummer, Wayne, him and I are good buddies and just, you know, the worst people to be let loose together.
So, well, it's a Casey thing, I think, you know.
We got to do something. It's the last night of tour. We're back in KC. We got to do something. So immediately I said, you know what, go get me one of Roxy's corsets. I know she has an extra one. But the thing is about a corset that you don't realize, like, they're not built for men. Like, a man's torso just kind of goes straight down. Like, there's not the curves to hold them in place. So it was a great idea for about 2 minutes. And then it just popped off. It felt like the most indecent Miley Cyrus on the planet. No, it was a good time. That was a good way to just kind of end the tour on a high note, or a low note, I guess.
Yeah, whichever it may be, depending on which side of the fence you're on. Now, you guys opened up for Pop Evil a little while back. How were those guys to work with?
I think it was right before their single Trenches had come out. So they didn't have a lot of the momentum that they have now. I know that when we worked with them, they were decent enough guys, pretty cool with the old players and everything. So, I mean, it was a decent night for us. Yeah, I'm happy to see them doing things, man. It's cool.
Absolutely. Now, I've seen you wearing a Sons of Anarchy hat, so who's your favorite character on the show?
Oh, Jax, dude. Come on.
Oh, what?
You know what?
Man, with that fucking walk, I want to kick him right in the bag every fucking time.
It was an even keel, I think, between Jax and Opie. But then the problem was, I'm trying to catch up on all the episodes, right?
Oh, shit. You still haven't watched them all.
Well, no, I have now, but I was like a season behind at the time. So, like, I'm sitting there and I'm at a party one night and I was like, hey, man, I'm really excited for the show and blah, blah, blah. And I'm wearing the hat. Some dude looks over and goes, oh, can you believe they killed off Opie?
Fucking spoiler motherfucker.
Look, haven't seen it, man. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Well, I mean, we might have just done that to someone who's listening to the show. I mean, if anyone's listening to this show, but I mean, fuck, they've had like 2 years to watch it, so don't feel too bad. If you haven't seen all of Sons of Anarchy yet, you had 2 fucking years, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, no kidding. I was going to say, if you haven't seen it by now, it's your own damn fault.
I was an Opie guy. People tell me I kind of look like Opie, or I do when I have the beard, but I'm kind of a Chibs guy too, man. Chibs is pretty fucking badass.
It wasn't too bad, man. That was a creepy motherfucker from time to time, though.
Yeah, he's always kind of lingering about.
Yeah, there's always that guy in the background where it's like, I don't trust him, but, like, I trust him.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a few of those on tour, so you stay safe, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you studied at the Motorcycle Mechanics Institute in Phoenix, did you not?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. So is that what you do by trade these days? You're a mechanic in addition to the band?
No, man. The issue with that was as soon as I got out of school, the industry fell out, you know? I mean, you know, nobody really needs a bike. I mean, you know, they're toys. So as soon as I got out, I was like, uh-oh, and the industry fell out. But, I mean, really, I think it was a blessing in disguise because it really did nothing but push me to want to just focus on making music. It's definitely worked out in the long run for me.
Well, and it's good when you can focus on just making music instead of, you know, having to go into a job every day and, you know, you play till 3 a.m, you get home at 5 and you got to get up for work for, you know, 7 or something like that. I mean, it's such a grind, and I really wish we had, you know, a better system in place for, I think it's like Switzerland and, you know, places like that. Whether they still have it or not, there used to be a social program where, you know, you could get paid while you pursued your art. I mean, I really think we should have something like that. I mean, I'm in Canada here, but I mean, certainly, you know, in North America, there could be big business and entertainment, but I think a lot of people are just kind of fed up with not a whole lot going on. So, you know, I don't know what the move is going forward, but I would like to see, you know, some of these great musicians, you know, like yourself, actually be able to survive and hopefully thrive one day. You know, if you can't live long enough to make great art, then, you know, what the hell is going on with the world?
Yeah, well, I mean, even especially now, you know, everybody's always complaining about kind of the music that comes after the music that they love, but there's really just a complete void of honesty in music anymore. I mean, even, like, I listen to hip-hop and everything, and I love it, but, I mean, you can't listen to a radio station and tell me that it doesn't sound exactly the same. Like, every song that comes out, you listen to it, like, is this the same band, or is, like, just the same person writing it for all these bands? You know, there's a lot of bands out there that I respect a lot, and, you know, still look up to, and they've almost fallen by the wayside because they chose to do it their way, and, you know, not give into backing tracks and things like that. And that's the biggest problem with music right now. There is no honesty. You know, like, everybody wants to be a rock star and everybody wants to worry about image. At the end of the day, if all you are is your image, then you're not much of an artist. Like, call yourself a performer all you want, but don't call yourself an artist when you're passing on something that somebody else made.
Yeah, you hear that, Kanye, you fucking schmuck?
No shit.
Now, you did some radio, actually, in the past, did you not?
Yeah, I did something around here in Kansas City with kind of a metal-type show and everything. And it was kind of short-lived, but it was a good time.
The Casey and KC show. I'm sorry, Casey, I had to do it, buddy. I went to KCVI High School here in Kingston, and I used to get that all the time. Oh, you're Casey, that goes to KC. I'm like, fuck you very much.
Oh my God, it's the first time I've ever heard that joke.
Yeah, really. Were you calling somebody in the middle of the interview? What's going on over there?
No, that's my chopper job.
Oh, I gotcha. Wondering what the fuck was happening. Like, Jesus. I'm like, did I do something wrong?
No, I've heard every variation on it, man. Like, since I meet somebody, oh, Casey and JoJo, Casey and Sunshine, Casey and Casey, something like, if I had the success of any of those people, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Burn! What about Casey and Finnegan? Did you guys get Mr. Dress-Up over there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, yeah, it was like a kid's show that was on forever, and there was a character. Casey was like a little kid, and then there was Finnegan the dog. So I get like, oh, hey, Casey, where's Finnegan? It's like, really? Really?
Yeah, that's what I was named after. Assholes!
As I mentioned, your new album, Till Karma Forgets, is on sale now. My two favorite tracks off the record are Hangman and Paint a Picture. So I was hoping that you could tell me a little bit about the inspiration and the writing process for those tunes.
Yeah, man. Hangman had been a song that I had written a couple years before starting DMH. It was basically, I was going through stuff, like kind of trying to deal with issues with my dad and, you know, things like that. And I kind of just started writing out, and I didn't have the word hangman in my head. I just liked that. And, I think the first line that came to mind was, they forgot to bring the bad cop to the interrogation. I thought that's kind of cool, and then I ended up writing the entire song around that. And I was really happy that it ended up on the album. I mean, I'd run through a couple bands before who said, you know, we just don't hear anything there. Like, I don't think that's a good song. And so when I started Dead Man's Hand, I said, you know, that's going to be the first song that goes on the album. As far as Paint a Picture, I mean, that one, pretty self-explanatory lyrically. Brett and I had been playing together for probably 6 months at that point. He ended up having this guitar line. I was like, hey, I have this idea for a song. So I started playing the guitar riff, and he goes, I have that exact same riff. And he plays it, and of course, you know, Brett being Brett, it's a little prettier than mine. So, you know, we put it together, and the lyrics just kind of came to it. And, Paint a Picture, I'm happy that it's the single. But, it's a song about basically realizing what you lost, you know, long after you should have.
I think we've all been there. You know, we can all relate to that story.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can probably connect to that.
Now, I haven't mentioned this before, Case, but I actually have a Dead Man's Hand tattoo.
No way.
I swear to fuck. I have actually got a Dead Man's Hand tattoo. So here's what I'm going to do for you. Instead of explaining the poker myth and telling Wild Bill Hickok stories to people that ask about it now, I'll tell everyone it's a kick-ass rock band from Kansas. How's that?
That works for me, man.
Bitch! I love you!
All right. You can pay me in beer later.
Perfect. I was going to say, Canada, it's north of Seattle. You got to come down. I owe you one.
Have to get my goddamn passport, get up there, and throw down with you motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, thanks for your time, man. It was good shooting the shit with you, and I reckon I'll catch you down the road.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. Cheers, buddy.
Bye-bye.